I'm Erica Mahoney, and this is StoryCorps Military Voices Monterey Bay. Today, we hear from Kath Ashton, who after law school joined the Marines in the 1980s and rose to the rank of colonel. Ashton came to the StoryCorps booth this summer. She spoke with her former colleague, Amber Kingery.
What made you decide to join the Marines?
I learned that, you know, if you go in the military service, you'll get in the courtroom much quicker. I guess it was sort of trial by fire. And so 10 days after graduating from law school, I reported to Officer Candidate School in the Marine Corps. I like to say I was a little bit like Private Benjamin. I was a nerd. And I oftentimes flagged myself by, you know, turning the platoon the wrong way in a marching drill. And I could run, though, like blazes, I can tell you that.
Do you have any favorite moments from your time working as a judge advocate in the Marine Corps?
I was looking through a photo album the other day, and when I first started, I was a judge advocate. I went to Okinawa, and so there were a bunch of trial counsel and defense counsel on the island, and we ran together, we rode bikes together, we partied together. We experienced tsunamis together. So it was really kind of like a young professional, very tight-knit, I want to say more like a family.
And what did you choose to do next after you left the active duty?
I guess I like structure and organization, and I like stability and some job security. So I became a civil servant lawyer for the Department of Navy.
I know that you were at the Pentagon on 9/11.
I was. I saw fire outside my window. We walked out. I mean, I knew we had to get out. And I found colleagues in the hallway. It was already filling up with smoke and dark. We went one way. It just got darker. And we were trying to breathe through our shirts and stuff. And then someone said, "Come this way." And we said, "What way? Where are you?" They said, "Come to the sound of my voice." So that's the way we went, and that's sort of an angel story that I think others have told. After 9/11, obviously, I really wanted to go on active duty. I wanted to do something that was such a horrible affront to this country. So Iraqi Freedom came up, and they wanted a group of lawyers to go. So I volunteered. Actually, going over there was, I would say, kind of an interesting trial for someone who's a little bit bookish lawyer. And hadn't been on active duty for about 20 years.
What was the most challenging aspect of that experience?
The most challenging was I came back. I had a non-combat related fracture. I had to have surgery. But since I was back there, I went for about 6 months once a week to there in Washington, D.C., where I had my surgery. I went once a week because there was a guy from our unit, oh my gosh, who got shot in the face. He got medevaced, and I wanted to, because everybody else was forward, I kind of thought, I want to go because I'm a colonel, and I think I should. So that was hard, but also going up to the surgical unit, I would say this was probably the worst thing I experienced in my life, to see actually how horrible, horrible it is. I mean, I saw a young man who lost both arms and both legs, and his family was around. I talked to his dad. It was a riveting experience that made me feel so much differently about what duty means and what it takes, and about, I guess I can say, it was easy to be a lawyer, and it was so much harder to get a firsthand look at what everybody else has to give.
That Marine value of camaraderie and brotherhood, that was what brought you to him.
I had only met him that summer, right, as we were training to go over to Iraq. It's not as if I'd known him a long time, but those are very strong bonds. Yeah, you're right.
That's Kath Ashton of Carmel. She recorded her story at the Veterans Transition Center this summer when the StoryCorps Military Voices Initiative visited the Monterey Bay area. Excerpts were selected and produced by 90.3 KAZU. You can find this and other interviews on our website, kazu.org.